Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apology, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all.
Yesterday, in our study of 1 Samuel chapter 23, we were taught that the road to spiritual success is to seek God's will and do it. Let's continue with that thought today.
And now, here's our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Sometimes what I think is not necessarily what God thinks. I would think we need to go down and burn that gay bar down the road. Burn it to the ground. Destroy it. I might think that house of prostitution, we need to just level it and throw every one of those women in the river. But Jesus, when he walked on this earth, we don't find one record of him going to the house of the prostitution to clean it up. We don't read of him going into a bar and cleaning it up. We don't see him doing any of those things, but we do see him going in and cleaning the house of God up twice when he overturns the tables of the money changers, because his house needs to be holy. So we need to be in touch with God to know the heart of God. And understand, your faith will be tried. The army of God says that we're afraid in Judah, our homeland. What will it be when we get out there against the Philistines? But God said he'd deliver. So they go because God says he'll deliver, and God's never wrong. God doesn't lie to us. And you'll notice there, the last three words of verse 2, and save Keilah. Look at verse 5. And David and all his men went to Keilah and fought with the Philistines and brought away their cattle and smote them with a great slaughter so that David saved the inhabitants of Keilah. Exactly what God said he would do. It was God's will to save Keilah. And David did this. And he did it more in obedience and faith to God than he actually did for the people of Keilah. In short, the road to spiritual instead of carnal is to seek to know, obey, and trust God with the results, whatever they may be, and do it for his glory. You may not do music, you may not teach as well as another, but understand this, and I've counseled with pastors, said, Pastor, I knock on doors, Brother Andy, I've done this and all that, and seems like we can't do more than 20 people. We can't do more than 50 people. The most we've ever had is 100. I've been at it for years. And my friend, the Lord sometimes makes people captains of 10, some of 50s, and some of 100. Every once in a while, you'll see those that are not only captains of hundreds, you'll see those that are captains of thousands. But whatever the situation may be, accept what God has made you and make the best of being a captain of 10. Make the best of being a captain of 20. Do what God would have you to do. Now, added to this is David's personal life. His personal life shows us that he is a friend of God. Well, let's just go ahead and begin with verse 6. It came to pass when Abiathar, the son of Ahimelech, fled to David to Keilah. He came down with an ephod in his hand. It was told Saul that David was come to Keilah. Saul said, God hath delivered him into mine hand, for he is shut in by entering into a town that hath gates and bars. And Saul called all the people to gather to war, go down to Keilah, to besiege David and his men. And David knew that Saul secretly practiced mischief against him. And he said to Abiathar, the priest, bring hither the ephod. Now, why would he say that? Because David is a man of prayer. Let me just read some scattered verses here in our 23rd chapter. Verse 14 says, "And David abode in the wilderness, in strongholds, and remained in a mountain in the wilderness of Ziph. And Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not to his hand." Verse 19, he says, "Then came up the Ziphites to Saul and Gibeah, saying, Doth not David hide himself with us in the strongholds in the wood, in the hill of Hakilah, which is on the south of Jeshimon?" And he goes on in verse 25, it says, "Saul also and his men went to seek him, and they told David, wherefore he came down into a rock and abode in the wilderness of Maon. And when Saul heard that, he pursued after David in the wilderness of Maon. And Saul went on this side of the mountain, David and his men on that side of the mountain, and David made haste to get away for fear of Saul, for Saul and his men compassed David and his men round about to take them." Now, David is in the mountains, he's in the rocks, he's in the woods, he's in the wilderness. Aren't we reminded of what we read earlier a few days ago in Hebrews 11:38? In dens and caves and so forth of the mountains. David is a man of humility. Accommodations are not important to him. What's important is knowing and doing God's will. "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Their joy is in the Lord, not in things, not even in accommodation." And you'll notice in verses 16 through 18 what it says there. He says, "And Jonathan, Saul's son, arose and went to David into the wood and strengthened his hand in God. And he said unto him, Fear not, for the hand of Saul my father shall not find thee, and thou shalt be king over Israel, and I shall be next unto thee. That also Saul my father knoweth. And they too made a covenant before the Lord, and David abode in the wood, and Jonathan went to his house." I find that interesting. Jonathan didn't go back with his father to hunt David. It was his father, and it was the king, both. But when there's a difference between God and the king, God and family, always choose the word of God. Always go that way. But notice also, he did not only go with his father, he chooses to encourage the man that's doing right, that's going through the trial. He edifies other saints. Encourage them. You see people that are fighting a battle, you get with them. Just recently, a lady came up to me and just said, "Pastor, we know some things that are going on, but we don't know all that's involved, but I do want you to know that my husband and I are praying for you." You know, that meant so much. It really did. You make commitments when you know somebody is godly, they're chosen of God, God's hands on them. You make commitments to be a blessing to that man. Now, we do see one thing. Jonathan said, "David, I'll be second unto thee," and that wasn't God's will. You see, because God was going to bring the line of Christ through David's line. Had Jonathan got in there, even though he was a good man, he's a good godly man, it might have been his progeny that tried to take over, and there would have been problems. And so, he is a man that gets behind the man of God, that tries to get behind the people of God, and encourages them. You may have somebody in your county, your city, that is a godly person that's in position of governmental authority, and they take stands on moral issues. Boy, you write them and you encourage them and you let them know that you're behind them. Have prayer for them, and very privately, if you have a chance to meet them, meet them and pray with them and let them know you're behind them. Now, we look at David. He's not only a man of prayer and a man of humility. David is submitted to the will of God. Look again at verses 11 and 12. He says, "Will the men of Keilah deliver me up into his hands?" Now, David is asking God, Saul's coming, and will the men of Keilah that I've just delivered, these men that I've just saved this city, or they'd all be dead, will they deliver me into Saul's hand? Will Saul come down as thy servant hath heard? Okay. In other words, David didn't do like Saul. Saul had heard Doeg say, yeah, that David came and here's Abiathar and his dad and so forth. And yeah, he just really, Ahimelech, he inquired for David and sought God's favor for David. And that was a lie. He acted on it. David, as I hear this, is it true? He seeks God first before he actually acts on that thing. And so again, he says, will Keilah deliver me up into his hand, that is in Saul's hand? Will Saul come down to, as thy servant hath heard, O Lord God of Israel, I beseech thee, tell thy servant. And the Lord said, he will come down. The Lord answers his question. Then David said, will the men of Keilah deliver me and my men into the hand of Saul? And the Lord said, they will deliver thee up. Wow. Well, God lets him know. And God lets him know after he inquires. And so, he knows how to act accordingly. Now, here in verses 8 through 12, we see that it was God's will to save those people in Keilah. But now we're seeing their thanks for it. And David could be bitter. And sometimes, those you help the most are the ones who turn against you. Now, my friend, regardless, when you do things for people, you're doing it for the Lord. As Jesus said in that you did it to the least of these, my little ones, you've done it unto me. And you view all that you do as unto the Lord. He was saving the people of Keilah as unto the Lord. He was fighting the Lord's war. So if the people of Keilah are not thankful, that's all right. Because he's not seeking their approval. He's seeking to please his God. Now let's read on. Again, we've seen that David and his men are now, verse 13, about 600. They arose and departed out of Keilah and went whithersoever they could go. And it was told Saul that David was escaped from Keilah, and he forbare to go forth. So God again saves Keilah by making sure that word gets back to Saul, David's not there anymore. And we see David abides in the wilderness, in the strongholds and so forth of the wilderness of Ziph. But we also read in verse 14, Saul sought him every day, but God delivered him not to his hand. The devil's not going to let up on you when you stand for the Lord. He'll seek you every day, but you just stay where God has you, and you do what God has you to do. And God won't allow you to be delivered. Resist the devil, he'll flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he draws nigh to you. That is the truth. It was true then. It was true in the book of James, and it's still true today.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click Sermon Library. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.